I'm going to be much, much less succinct in taking advantage of an opportunity. Being a brain and spinal cancer survivor, I'm taking advantage of all opportunities from a lot of days forward. But the slide that you see that's up there is important. I wanted to actually start on the first one. That individual that's there, but quickly before I forget, I want to thank Paul Precision Ag Group for this award. I think it's obviously very important. But what make awards are people really, and our people are by far our most important products. Steve Phillips, Olga Walsh, who's also here, Brian Arnell. Kyle Freeman, I think, was planning on being here. Robert Mullen. We have had incredible students, students that really make a difference, that to a certain extent they make their advisor look bad, but really, really good students. And so I'm most appreciative of the time and energy that they've set forth, and that over many, many years. But I also wanted to acknowledge Marv Stone and John Soley. Marv Stone is the quietest electrical engineer that you can imagine. All the ISO 11783 protocol and ISO bus communication between implements that we take for granted, Marv Stone did all of that. Marv was also the inventor, developer of the first active sensors, including the Green Seeker sensor. The new pocket sensor was also Marv, where we got $150,000 from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, kind of a misuse of funds, I guess, but we used it on a sensor. And Marv put together the first 57 pocket sensors that then Trimble, I think, did a nice job of implementing that design into what's currently sold and commercially available. But Marv and John Soley, absolutely incredible people to work with over the years. And then fellow faculty members. I mean, we just don't achieve some of these things without a lot of guts and a lot of sweat and blood. The slide that's up there, when I graduated from Nebraska, you know, I was fresh PhD thrown into CIMMYT. My first job was in Mexico. And with CIMMYT, I think that, you know, thinking I was all that I was thrown into an environment that, you know, I was hoeing weeds, Phalaris minor, out of wheat with a PhD, and I thought that I had been misplaced and misused. But I really wasn't. It was an experience that has cemented itself in terms of wanting to do what's right, and to have the speaker before me talked about purposes, that I do think that's important. I think you do have to have purpose. But this man, this was, again, from Nebraska, where my Cornhuskers were winning the national championship every year, and when they didn't, they were cheated. To this environment where this poor guy is planting corn with a stick. This is common, where he pokes the hole and then he takes 2 to 3 seeds and plants them in each hole and then moves on about a foot apart. That's chlordane-treated seed in that one, but really all of the seed that's being planted, maize seed in the third world, is pretty decent seed. So they do have access to that, and we have our genetics companies to thank for that. But they are treated, and these guys get sick, and they get sicker, and they get sick and more in ensuing years. And so it is a problem. I spent 6 years there, and I always felt bad that I really hadn't done enough. And the last 22 years working for OSU, the last 10, I've been afforded some liberty and some Sitlington chair money to throw it back into that, and to throw it back into producer that really, I'm not going to say they're ignored, but it's not as if anybody's fighting for them, because agricultural entities, businesses are not necessarily going to profit from this little guy. But this represents 30 million hectares of maize in the world, and that's equal to the 80 million acres of corn that we grow in the U.S. So we've got 90 million acres or 80, 90 million acres of corn in the U.S. There's that equivalent amount that's produced like that in the third world. So, again, it always bugged me. I had a history of working with engineering. Marv Stone and John Sully, and so with Randy Taylor, more recently, we'd been working on a lot of different designs to get the seed out of his hands. That the seed, that was a big issue. And then the other one was consistent with a lot of the Nielsen work from Illinois, of better plant spacing. I can increase that yield so long as I can get singulation. So very quickly, what we did was we went into some designs that I could singulate the seed. I could plant a seed with a single stroke. Problem with that is that you're dealing with a lot of different seed densities, you're dealing with a lot of soils, you're dealing with a host of things in terms of the strength of the producer, in terms of throwing down that stick, depressing it, and releasing one seed. So hillsides like this are common. Their yield levels are 2 tons per hectare, which is 30 bushels per acre. And so increasing yield is really easy if you can just singulate seed and get better plant spacing. And so this is precision agriculture, but it's a precision agriculture that's a little bit far away from the sensor stuff that we've been doing, yet very, very applied and very real. A 20% increase in yield for these 80 million acres would result in several $1 billion revenue increase per year. So it is a significant amount. I apologize. I want to. I know what's on those other slides, but it's taken a lot of time. And so we do need that ingenuity, the American spirit in terms of designing stuff that works, putting these through a million iterations without failure. AGCO, Niall Wallenhaupt, who's also here, has supported our work. We're most grateful for their input, but frankly, we're coming up a little bit short. We have a planter that is close to being done. There's a couple iterations that you can see on that slide. But we on this end, I think, have to deliver something more like with service-type projects. And so, again, I'm taking advantage of the opportunity of receiving this award to pump some work that I think that this group, people in this room, can fix. And they need a fix, and they deserve a fix, because those hillsides have been planted that way for centuries. Maize is a staple crop, as you well know, in many parts of the world. This is Central America. That slide happens to be El Salvador. But sub-Saharan Africa, no different. So I guess I'm very grateful to those that made this possible. But I'm also admittedly taking advantage of that time period. I congratulate the other recipients. And hopefully I'll speak for them on the importance of receiving these awards. Thank you.